In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Hey fam, it is Phoenix Kalita, hanging out with you in the wine cellar, bringing some international news. You know, I keep trying to focus on that. It's actually kind of hard to find decent international news in like my traditional news feeds. I get a lot of American news, periodically something from, you know, like Western Europe or Canada, maybe Mexico, but you know, finding more stories is actually pretty hard because everyone's still obsessed with, like, Mueller and Russia, and Trump tweeted something with a typo. So, yeah, it takes a little bit of time to do some show prep for these, but that's okay because I think it's worth it. So, I'm not going to play a show opener. This is the wine cellar. You know how we get down. Come on, y'all. Y'all know. I can tell you based on the stories that I have queued up, we are going to be discussing homophobia, sexual harassment, and death. So, particularly of migrants for the last one. So that's what's going on there. Let's just go ahead and just fucking get into it, all right? So, this is actually just a brief update. We covered the story. Oh shit, where did my thing just go? I just lost my audio screen. All right, there we go. Okay. This is actually an update. We covered this, well, I don't know if I covered it or we covered it together. Anyways, the wine cellar covered it, right? About the two women who were dating, who were on a bus, a public transportation in London, and some young men approached them and told them that they wanted to see the women kiss for them and were making all sorts of like lewd sexual comments. And when the women wouldn't kiss, they basically jumped both of them and beat the fuck up out of them. I'm knocking shit over. Sorry for the noise, y'all. So anyways, this is an update to that. It turns out that now four people have been charged with an aggravated hate crime in connection to that attack. What's sad about it is that everyone who's been arrested so far is a minor. Like, what the fuck? That is really depressing to know. So four teenage boys have been charged with an aggravated hate crime in connection to a suspected homophobic attack on two women aboard a London night bus earlier this year. The women were both in their 20s who were approached by a group of boys after boarding a double-decker bus in West Hampstead in northwest London on May 30th. The boys began making lewd and homophobic comments to the couple as they sat on the top deck before attacking them. The women were punched several times before the boys ran off the bus. A cell phone and a handbag were stolen from one of the women during the assault, police said. Both women were transported to a local hospital with facial injuries and were treated and discharged. An image of the couple on the bus with bleeding faces went viral on social media in the days following the attack. So, the four boys are all aged 15 through 17. You're not, like, fully developed as an adult yet when you're, you know, 15, 16, but I was not going around fucking jumping people for being in same-sex relationships when I was 16. What the fuck? Well, I was in a same-sex relationship when I was 16. That might have something to do with it. But, like, seriously, it's, like, so distressing when you see, like, bullshit. Everyone assumes, like, oh, it's, like, the boomers, or it's, like, the old Gen Xers. It's old people, and we're gonna outgrow, like, racism and homophobia and blah, blah. No, the fuck, we're not. We're not. Stop trying to pin your hopes on that shit. In addition to aggravated hate crime charges, one of the 16-year-olds has also been charged with theft and handling stolen goods. The other 16-year-old has also been charged with possession of cannabis And the 15-year-old has also been charged with handling stolen goods, according to police. So that's the update. We'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, I'm not a huge fan of prison. I'm not sure prison is the best spot for them, but I definitely hope there is some sort of, like, preventative measure that's being taken, because holy shit. Like, you can't just go around punching women in the face because they won't kiss their girlfriends for you. What the fuck? I don't know. Misogyny is fucking... it's fucking real out there. All right. Moving along. Oh, well, still in Europe, so there's that. This is just a little blurb, really. This isn't, like, a particularly long article, but I wanted to point it out because I'm trying to make it a point to cover more climate change-related things, especially when doing international news, because I want, you know, folks to realize how connected this shit is. I think people, like, hear climate change and they tend to only think about, like, what's happening in their area or in their country, and they don't necessarily realize, like, the impact it's having everywhere else and how that's, you know, creating ripple effects, right? It's like that butterfly effect shit. So, Europe is sweltering in an intense heat wave in a summer that has seen the last 12 countries experience record-breaking temperatures. Meteorologists say that Europe is on track for the hottest July on record, following the warmest July since records began in 1880. Climate change doesn't exist, though. Scientists warn that the world should expect more scorching heat waves due to climate change, and that current temperature highs are in line with predictions made over a decade ago. Yeah, so that means more wildfires. It is going to be wildfire season. This year is going to be fucking wild. I can't even... last year was awful, but shit. Ugh, all right. Yeah, that was really all that was just an FYI. Climate change is going to kill us all. So, Libya, yeah, one of those places we helped destabilize a government and caused all sorts of fucking chaos because that's what we do. Libyan coast guards have rescued 132 people in one of the worst Mediterranean incidents this year. But despite rescuing 132 people, 115 people are missing and have been feared and are feared to have been drowned. Jesus Christ. This happened after a wooden boat carrying migrants capsized off Libya, a Libyan Navy official said on Thursday. Earlier, the UN refugee agency, UNHCR, said that up to 150 people were feared dead. There were about 250 people on board, mainly from Eritrea and other sub-Saharan African and Arab countries, when the boat capsized off the coast near Qoms, east of the capital of Tripoli, according to Libyan Navy spokesperson Ayub Kassem. Totally did not say his name right. Libya is a hub for migrants and refugees, many of whom try to reach Europe in unseaworthy boats. The latest shipwreck takes the death toll of Mediterranean migrants to more than 600 this year, putting 2019 on track to be the sixth year in a row with more than 1,000 deaths, according to Charlie Yaxley, a spokesperson for the UNHCR. Until we address the reasons why people take these dangerous boat journeys, sadly, this is unlikely to be the last tragedy that we see. Yaxley said survivors were likely to be brought to two detention centers in Libya where they would face further risks, and he called for their immediate release. We know inside these detention centers there's insufficient food, water, and often unsanitary conditions. There have been widespread reports of human rights violations taking place. Libya says the migrants are illegally entering and leaving the country. It regularly detains them in centers that the UN says are effectively jails, exposing them to the added risk of being caught up in the country's civil war. One detention center in Tripoli was hit by an airstrike. What the fuck? Earlier this month, killing more than 50 people. UNHCR subsequently said it had been closed, but rescued migrants have been continued to be sent there. Human rights activists have accused politicians of the European Union of turning a blind eye and letting people die rather than risk a voter backlash by appearing soft on immigration. Europe has struggled to cope with an influx of more than 1 million refugees and migrants in 2015. Italy, many migrants' first intended destination, has taken a tough line since the new government took place in 2018 and immediately sought to close those nations' ports to rescued migrants. See, this is that shit, though. They're all mad about, like, the fucking migrants coming over here and whatnot, but they won't stop engaging in policies that create fucking migrants. You know, like, enabling climate change, fucking destabilizing governments, fucking suppressing wages. Like, just, oh, it's frustrating on every level. So that was the main story there. But then I just, as I was doing show prep, I got this in my notifications, which is kind of like an update on what we just read. So far, they have recovered about 36 bodies. So remember, they thought maybe about 150 people had drowned. So far, they found about 36 bodies. So, yeah. A top UN official described Thursday's shipwreck as the worst Mediterranean tragedy so far this year. Yeah, this is fucking brutal. But, you know, I guess this is the nature of hating immigrants, right? You cause chaos in someone else's country, and then when they can't fix it and they try to get away, you do this. You don't let them in and you let them just fucking die. Or in the case of the United States, you let them die of, like, fucking thirst in the desert because we're number one. Yikes. All right. Last story. I'm going to make it quick. Because it's interesting to me, and I'm glad that this turned out well for this woman, but at the same time, it's terrifying to know that this is how women who report sexual harassment get treated. So, a woman who was jailed for recording her boss's alleged sexual harassment has been granted amnesty. Indonesian lawmakers have unanimously approved amnesty for a woman who was sentenced to 6 months in prison for recording her boss's alleged sexual harassment. I like how they say alleged sexual harassment, but she literally recorded it, so, like, okay. Indonesia's House of Representatives on Thursday agreed that President Joko Widodo would grant... We're just going to give it a shot. Baik Nuril Makhnun, amnesty, according to CNN Indonesia. The decision was greeted by a standing ovation from attendees at the House. Before the decision was handed down, Deputy Chairperson of the House of Representatives, Irma Suraini Ranik, told lawmakers she viewed Nuril as a victim, not a perpetrator. Nuril's case made global headlines. See, they always say that shit, like, made global headlines, but, like, I don't know anyone who knows about this story in my circles. Like, global headlines means didn't even fucking blip on a radar in America, I swear. Like, it's all fucking Russia and Trump and, I don't know, whatever bullshit some celebrity is doing. I'm just hearing about this shit for the first time today. All right. So Nuril's case made global headlines and put the country's sexual violence laws under scrutiny, with rights groups saying Indonesia's fundamentally flawed system makes it more difficult for women who are abused or harassed to find justice. The decision comes after President Joko last week recommended Nuril be granted amnesty. Speaking to CNN earlier this month, Joko said, "I will use my authority to give amnesty to Baik Nuril as soon as possible." Nuril's problems began in 2012 when the principal of the school where she worked as a bookkeeper allegedly began calling her into his office and making sexually inappropriate comments. "I would tell him to stop. I didn't want to listen to that," Nuril told CNN. "I was scared that if I spoke out, he would fire me. He knew he had the power." Also, this, I just want to point this out too, that he's calling her in the office to sexually harass her and be abusive and predatory and use his power. I also want to point out that this woman appears to be a Muslim and is covered, right? She has on, like, the hijab, right? So, like, the headscarf, the long sleeves, clothing down to the ankles. So I hate that shit when they just be like, "If you just dress modestly, dudes will respect you." Dude, all I can see are her hands, her shoes, and her face. She's pretty fucking covered up. And fucking yet. See, stop that fucking blaming the victim shit. I fucking hate that shit. "I would tell him to stop. I didn't want to listen. I was scared if I spoke out, he would fire me. He knew he had the power." Nuril recorded one of the explicit phone calls as evidence of sexual harassment that she said she endured on more than 50 occasions. Damn. Shortly after the recording was forwarded to the local Department of Education by one of her colleagues, Nuril was fired and her boss sued her for defamation. How the fuck you gonna sue somebody for defamation over some shit that you fucking said? She didn't make you say that shit. All right. During the investigation, Nuril spent 2 months in jail. A district court found her not guilty in 2017, but prosecutors launched an appeal with the nation's highest court, which ruled that recording broke the country's law on information and electronic transactions. Whoever that prosecutor is a fucking douche nozzle. Like, of all the cases you could have tried to talk about recording people without permission, it's the one where some guy is fucking terrorizing his employees. That's the case? Fucking assholes. All internet activities in Indonesia are regulated under the law, which makes it a criminal offense for a person to distribute or transmit electronic information or documents that violate decency. What the fuck? So she got in trouble for sharing his raunchy fucking phone calls to her because she was violating decency? Was this nigga fucking violating decency when he said those words to her on purpose out of it on his own fucking free will? By choice? Earlier this month, Nuril lost her final appeal and the country's Supreme Court sentenced her to 6 months in prison and ordered her to pay a 500 million rupiah fine, which is more than $35,000. She was supposed to pay $35,000 because some nigga was fucking leaving her grimy ass disgusting sexual messages. So that's her fucking fault now. Her alleged harasser did not face legal repercussions. Oh. Wow. Really? Okay. CNN reached out to Nuril's former boss, who would not comment, only saying, "I let God solve this problem." Okay, nigga, well, God told you you was fucking wrong, okay? Nuril's case sparked a wave of support from local and international rights groups who brought her plight to the world stage with the campaign hashtag SaveBooNuril. Calls for President Joko to grant her amnesty grew louder, with a change.org petition calling on him to grant her amnesty attracting over 300,000 signatures. But rights groups say the sexual harassment Nuril allegedly endured is not uncommon in Indonesia. The National Commission on Violence Against Women found that 260,000 cases of sexual violence, including harassment, were reported in 2018, although they do believe unreported cases could be at least five times that number. Yeah. A culture of victim blaming and a society that's deeply patriarchal and religious often deters women from speaking out from crimes against them. So I guess the moral of the story is she went through a lot, but I'm glad she's okay. She's covered up, and yet this man still harassed her, so it's not about your clothing. And her boss said, "I let God solve the problem." Well, God said, "Give her amnesty," and you're a fucking asshole. So, that's that. I am happy for you, Nuril. So, yeah. And also, I just want to put out in this article, there's multiple pictures of her. I literally cannot see anything other than her face and hands. She is really dedicated to the head covering and to the long sleeves and stuff. So, yeah, I know, we all know that it's not about the clothing, but I just feel it's important to sometimes point that out in a culture that says, well, you must have been asking for it somehow. By being alive and being a woman, okay, like, fuck that. All right, let me get up out of here. That's all I have. Plus, I've been on for almost 20 minutes. What the hell? All right, that was longer than I anticipated, but it happened. All right, so thank you for hanging out with me and getting your international news in. As always, if you like what we do, you can hit us up on paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam or patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Hopefully William will have a day off this weekend and then we can record, because I know shows are like 17 times more hilarious when he's on because he's the funny one and I'm not. But yeah, so we'll try to get that done. Please stay safe. Do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for someone else. I'm gonna get at y'all later. Take care, people.